USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Milwaukee is confirming multiple fatalities in a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewery.
There are multiple people who have died, I believe including the shooter.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, he also says,
the police and the fire departments are here. They're doing everything they can. This is a situation that is still very fluid.
President Trump addressing the nation regarding the coronavirus outbreak.
The number one priority from our standpoint is the health and safety of the American people. And that's the way I viewed it when I made that decision. Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low. We have the greatest experts in the world, really in the world, right here. The people that are called upon by other countries when things like this happen.
So far, 60 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The Secretary of Defense testified at a Wednesday hearing on the Pentagon budget proposal, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
At the hearing, Democratic chairman of the panel, Adam Smith, was criticizing the fact that money's been diverted for President Trump's border wall. He claims it's damaging to the Pentagon and its readiness.
I think that is very, very damaging to the Pentagon. Obviously, it creates, in this case, a $3.8 billion hole, but also the message it sends is that the Pentagon's got plenty of money.
The defense chief, Esper, saying that the budget submitted by President Trump is necessary for the U.S. military to maintain its competitive edge, and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley said U.S. forces, quote, do still stand ready and capable to fight and win wars against any adversary they face.
A winter snowstorm could disrupt travel from Illinois all the way to Massachusetts. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The next Democratic presidential primary is set to be held in South Carolina coming up on Saturday. Now, as Democrats continue to hit the campaign trail, they're being pressed by voters regarding issues. And according to Katie Walsh, senior advisor for the Republican Party, she says the Democrats do not have any issues they can run on and win this year.
They can't talk about Medicare for all. They can't talk about open borders. They can't find an issue that they win on with this president. We have 6 in 10 Americans saying they're better off than they were 3 years ago. The Democrats are sitting in their campaign offices saying, what are we going to do? We don't have anything to talk about to the American public. We have to just start causing chaos.
There's another group of state lawsuits on the way against the vape maker, Juul. Here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
A coalition of 39 states will look into the marketing and sales of vaping products by Juul Labs, including whether the company targeted youth and made misleading claims about nicotine content in its devices. Attorney generals from Connecticut, Florida, Nevada, Oregon, Texas, and others say they will lead the multi-state investigation into the San Francisco-based Juul, which is also facing lawsuits by teenagers and others who say they became addicted. The state officials say they'll also investigate the company's claims about the risk, safety, and effectiveness of its vaping products as smoking cessation devices. Juul released a statement saying it's halted all television, print, and digital advertising and eliminated most flavors in response to concerns by government officials.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.